Right, good afternoon, everybody, members of the gallery. Welcome to today's Georgetown Council meeting on the 23rd of September. As per our usual practice, we'll start with our acknowledgement of country. The Georgetown Council acknowledges the Palawa people from the Litramarina tribe from Port Dalrymple as the traditional custodians of the land. We honour and give thanks for the caring of country, seas and skies of Kini Matata Kinta and surrounds. We pay respect to the elders past, present and future, for they hold the memories, traditions, culture and hope of Pākehā people in Litruwita. So before I get formal proceedings underway, I would just like to formally acknowledge and thank Deputy Mayor Greg Dawson for filling in during my recent personal annual leave. Councillor Dawson, I understand you did a sterling job, so much so that I should really question my future. So thank you so much for your efforts. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you. All right. The check's in the mail. Thank you. All right. Our attendance register. So we have no apologies from the councillors. So we have today Councillor Barwick, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Archer, Councillor Harris, Councillor Lowe, Councillor Orr, Councillor and Deputy Mayor Greg Dawson, and Councillor and Mayor Greg Keyser in attendance. From the staff side, we have, of course, our General Manager Shane Power, our Director for Corporate and Community. Today we have James Anderson, who's acting in that capacity. We also have an absence, which is Rick Dunn, who's our Director of Strategy, Performance and Development. Our Director for Infrastructure and Operations, Andrew McCarthy, who's present today. Our Senior Executive Assistant and Governance Officer, Louise Dickinson, who's ably assisted by Kobe Roach. Welcome all. Item 2 on the agenda is the confirmation of minutes. Item 2.1 is the ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of August, moved by Councillor Dawson, seconded by Councillor Mason. Councillor Dawson.
Now, I've had a good read of the minutes and they all seem to be true and correct. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Councillor Mason.
Same here, thank you.
Any speaking to or against the motion or questions thereto from the floor? We'll put that one straight to a vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Section 3, late items. There are nil. Section 4, declarations of interest. And I have received one declaration. My preamble is councillors are acknowledged to declare any conflicts of interest, whether they be real or simply perceived by the community, so that there's a degree of transparency in the process. And I've received a declaration of interest from Councillor Orr relating to item 10.1 on the agenda, because he is actually the chairperson of the East Tamar Land Care Group. So thank you, Councillor Orr. To the rest of the councillors, anyone else?
Yeah, item 10.1, thank you.
Thank you. So acknowledging Councillor Archer has also declared an interest in item 10.1. Anyone else? Thank you, councillors. That leads us to section 5, public question time. I'll be extremely brief, except to say, please get straight to your question. Don't preamble. You're welcome to ask two questions in a row. If there's nobody behind you, you can keep asking questions. We allocate basically 15 minutes to public question time. We'll make our best effort to give you a direct answer. If we don't have the people or the information available, we may choose to defer or take your question on notice, in which case we'll provide you with a written response. And the idea is to try to give you the best answer we can. All right, having said that, I will invite, and I don't think we have any pre-registered ones. None on notice. So in that case, I will invite anybody who would like to come and ask a question. You're welcome to do so. I flip a coin, have an arm wrestle. If I could just ask you to please just state your name and ideally your address, that would be great. Or location.
My name's Don Barrett. I'm a resident of Hillwood.
Welcome, Don.
A couple of things. One question was, I spoke to Councillor Dawson a couple of weeks ago at the Hillwood Progress Association about the Johnson's Road getting fixed. And the only other thing I came up with was a good boat ramp at Hillwood, if it's possible.
And also a boat ramp. Well, how about we do this? So through myself to either our Director of Infrastructure, Andrew McCarthy, or to the General Manager, can you provide Don with a little bit of insight about the Johnson's Road?
Well, I can, if you like, through you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the question, Don. I know Johnson Road has been subject to some pavement issues over the years. What we can do is respond to you in writing on where that sits in terms of our list for rehabilitation to correct those pavement matters and what we can do in the short term to make sure that any safety matters are addressed as well. So we'll write back to you formulated with that.
Yep.
With regard to the boat ramp question, there are a couple of ways we could investigate whether or not a suitable location for a boat ramp, number one, exists. It's always on Crown land, so there's a license and leasing application process with the Crown that we'd have to do. But in terms of funding it, there's a number of avenues we could explore too. So there could be through fisheries, it could be through MAST, or it could be through Council's own resources as well. So again, I'll write back to you formally with the mechanisms in which we can explore getting a boat ramp put down in place. I'm not sure if it's mentioned in the Township Character Plans or not as a particular item for consideration or in an open space strategy at all, but I'll revisit those as well for you.
Yeah. Cool. Great.
And you know a little bit of the history about boat ramps, which we've had in the Hillwood area before, has got a little bit complicated in the past, but that doesn't mean that there aren't avenues for us to look for better solutions moving forward.
Yeah, but there's only the one old one around off Egg Island Reserve there, which is just doesn't really cut it these days, I guess. And when you look around, there's a lot of good boat ramps in other places, but Hillwood's got quite a good size population.
Certainly does.
I think it's sort of warranted, but just thought I'd mention it.
Thank you, Don. Much appreciated for the questions.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Nathan Sheriff, Agnes Street, Georgetown. I'd just like to reference firstly three community clubs in Georgetown, being the Georgetown Judo Club, the Georgetown Weights Club, and also the Georgetown Boxing Club, as they relate to my question as well. Currently, these three clubs occupy the YMCA building in Friends Street. Can the council provide an update as to what the potential future for this building will be, and also how will this affect the three current clubs which use this facility?
Thank you very much for your question. I'll hand that over to the General Manager, except to preface that by saying, in broad terms, we simply want to understand the best options or what options are available for the building. Our commitment as a council is to have no surprises. There will be a journey, as these things typically are, and everyone will be taken along for the ride so that they understand both the chronology, the time frames, and the outcomes. Shane, can you add a little bit more colour to that?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Nathan, for the question. Council is committed to reviewing that particular facility in accordance with its annual plan for this year. The conversations are still in the very early days as to what that looks like, but it will be, when it is ready for consultation, it'll be a public process inviting people to express their desire for the future of that building. It'll be an open and transparent process. There's still a bit of work to be done. We're commissioning some more information to present to council so they're in an informed position prior to any public process taking place. But the existing tenants will certainly be part of those conversations. Yep.
Good.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
As I say, in short, there will be no surprises.
Yep. Problem. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your questions. I think we can safely say, Donny, got any of this? All good? All right, well, good. We'll move forward. Item 4.1, I note the response provided to Mr. Glisson from the previous meeting, which leads us then to item 6, the General Manager's Declaration. Is there anything you would like to add to today?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. At item 10.1, I just want to bring it to the attention of elected members, gallery, and those listening in on the audio. The recommendation in that in 10.1, which is to deal with community grants, recommendation at number 7 should read Neighbourhood Watch, not Neighbourhood House, so I apologise for that typo. And the other thing I'd like to bring to council's attention is at item 10.2, the volunteer policy that's been presented. Just want to note that has not been presented in its entirety at this point in time, and you may want to consider deferring that to a future meeting or workshop for further discussion. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you kindly. All right, that leads us to item 7. Item 7 is the Georgetown Planning Authority capacity. Councils are a planning authority. Each council acts as the planning authority for their municipality. In this role, councillors consider development applications and make administrative decisions that are based on the council's planning scheme. While councillors are obliged to consider the community's views, this does not mean that they can vote in favour of those views while fulfilling the role of a planning authority. Councillors must make planning decisions based on whether a planning application is consistent with the local planning scheme, even if members of the community object to the planning proposal. Welcome Justin Simons, our senior planner, to the front. Welcome, Justin. Justin has prepared item 7.1. 7.1 is for development application 2025/26 for 86 Balboy Beach Road, Lowhead, which is a subdivision of 8 lots. I think anybody who's familiar with the format of these meetings or has seen minutes or the agenda items before will be familiar with the extensive documentations and the extensive report that goes into one of these planning recommendations, this item being no exception. But it does lead us ultimately to page 34, where the recommendation is made. The recommendation basically suggests that the item be approved. As per usual, there are a number of provisions that are laid down under endorsed plans, the submission and approval of engineering plans, works construction, landscaping, crossovers, construction documentation, staging an environmental management plan, covenants on subdivisions, bushfire hazard management, and importantly, contribution in lieu of public open space, etc., etc. I'm calling for a mover, please, for this item, item 7.1. Councillor Mason is our mover, seconded by Councillor Lowe. There's almost a dead heat in that draw. I'm glad you both don't have 6 guns. It would have been a close call. All right, Councillor Mason, take it away.
Thank you. As you heard the Mayor when he introduced the motion, he's covered it quite well. As you said, that it's a great presentation by our planner, and we look forward to seeing the blocks all developed. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mason. Councillor Lowe as seconder.
Yeah, thank you. You did steal a lot of the thunder from councillors when addressing that, so you've done really well. I was like, this is great, this will be easy to move now. So it was just, yeah, reiterating what you said, that whilst there was some community representations, the report does indicate how they will be addressed with the traffic, with the sewerage and flooding, and there were some other concerns, which obviously I'm not fully across, but I understand that the community have in that area have their concerns, but they are addressed as the report details. So I was just to say that, yeah, we acknowledge that there is some concerns for members out in that community. However, they will be addressed by the process. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. With that, I'll open it to the floor. Any speakers for or against or questions to Councillor Barwick?
Questions, thank you. On page 25, the question is, the proposal that says he does not include visitor accommodation. So my question is, can this at a later date come back to the table and be approved? Because I noticed on the top above that, there was a question about it is that this is compatible with the residential character, not compatible?
Well, I'm confident that the answer is in the affirmative. I'll hand it over to our senior planner, Justin, to give us a firm response. Over to you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the visitor accommodation is not included in this application, but it is most certainly a use that can be considered in the low-density residential zone, and in many circumstances it will not require a permit. In some cases it will require a permit, but it is certainly something that can be considered at a later date under the existing planning regulations.
Thank you, Justin. Any other questions? On that note, I'll hand it back to our mover, Councillor Mason, to close.
Put the motion, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll put the motion to a vote. You're voting for item 7.1, the subdivision into 8 lots. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, Justin. Excellent report as always. Item 8 is the Office of the General Manager. Item 8.1 details the workshops that this group of elected officials have conducted during August and September. This is just to give the community a little bit of transparency into how decisions are arrived at and how your elected officials are briefed so that they can make informed quality decisions. And as you'll see in the report, both on Tuesday the 26th of August and on Tuesday the 9th of September, this group was given detailed briefings on a raft of different items to help them in their representations to the community. To acknowledge the report, may I call for a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Mason is our mover, seconded by Councillor Harris. Councillor Mason?
Just to receive the report, thank you.
Councillor Harris?
I also just received the report.
Thank you, sir. Any speakers for or against or questions too?
No, I'll just make an observation for the public gallery that to sort of point them towards one of the workshop topics that we've had, and we had again today, the former YMCA building. So we are going through that process of understanding and learning what that means to our community and how we present it to the public in future. So I'll just point that out.
I think that that's an appropriate comment. Thank you very much, Councillor Dawson. I'll hand it back to Councillor Mason to close.
Yeah, good comment from Councillor Dawson. The motion, thank you.
We'll put that to a vote. You're voting on the Council workshop reports held on the 26th of August and the 9th of September. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Okay, this is an important one, item 8.2. Well, they're all important, but this one is of particular importance given our focus on our youth and the importance that they have in our community. And this one is the Youth Advisory Committee. So we basically have a youth group, and the councillors participate with that youth group so that we can basically provide input, mentorship, and we can also hear the voices of our youth in formulating decisions. It's an important engagement piece. We have had a member of the council, a councillor who has done long outstanding service on that group, who his circumstances have changed, and we have called, which is Councillor Mason. I thank you very much, Councillor Mason, for your tenure and in filling this important role. And to that end, we are now calling for a replacement for Councillor Mason. Are there anyone who wishes to nominate themselves as the replacement for Councillor Dawson on this group?
Councillor Mason. You said for Councillor Dawson.
I beg your pardon. Sorry. Yes. Councillor Dawson has nominated as the representative for the Youth Advisory Group. To that end, can I call for a mover, Councillor Ashley, and a seconder, Councillor Orr. Councillor Ashley, take it away as the mover.
I'd just like to say how important I think it is for the youth to meet and have council meet with them so that we can hear their concerns and also brief them on what's happening in our community so that they've got an understanding of what's going on in the town also, because it's important to them, and it's a mentorship for them, and it teaches them good leadership.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much. Councillor Orr, a seconder?
Can I add a slight amendment to that, being seconder?
You may request an amendment to the mover.
Is that we add, for now, Councillor Greg Dawes is no longer proxy, that we can add a proxy into the wording?
You can. So how would you how do you propose the recommendation?
So the proxy would be the next available councillor.
Okay, and we add then the proxy be the next available councillor.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Correct, so because formerly in the past, Councillor Dawson was the proxy, now Councillor Dawson is formally the representative. And so in the event of us needing a proxy, it'll be a councillor who's available. Good, thank you.
Yep.
So Councillor Ashley, do you accept the seconder's proposal?
I do.
You do, thank you very much. So so I will read the motion as it is now amended, which says that the council appoints Councillor Dawson as a representative on the Youth Advisory Council, replacing Councillor Mason. And number two, it appoints a proxy to be the next available councillor. All right. So, Councillor Orr, would you like to say anything else?
Yeah, just we did have a bit of a discussion in the workshop regarding this matter, and many of our other councillors are busy, and sometimes a proxy is caught up at last moment, so not always available. So this gives an option to other councillors to put their hand up and come to run the Youth Advisory Council meetings. I think it'd be good for any of the councillors to come along and check them out.
Here, here. Thank you very much. I totally agree. Any other speakers for or against, or questions there too?
I'll just speak to it. As being the proxy in some past meetings, probably half a dozen I've attended over the last couple of years since the committee's been in place. That's a really valuable committee, valuable function for the youth of the community to be able to see that they're heard and they're seen by the council who are, I mean, we're the leaders of the community. I don't know, when I was a child growing up in Georgetown, I didn't feel that opportunity was there for youth of the past, and I think this serves a pretty good function, so I'm happy to support it.
Thank you, Councillor Dawson. Anyone else? We'll put that to the vote. You're voting on the item as it appears on the board, item 8.2, that the council appoint Councillor Dawson as representative on the Youth Advisory Group, replacing Councillor Mason, and appoint a proxy to be the next available councillor. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Section 9 is infrastructure and development, and there is nil. Section 10, corporate and community, and item 10.1, community assistance grants, round 1, 2025-2026. Can I call for a mover, please? Councillor Dawson is our mover.
I'd like to move these items en bloc.
Okie dokie. Councillor Dawson.
01 through to... Fourteen, whatever they are. I'm trying to find the end of them.
So the motion then is to move items 1 through 14 en bloc. Can I call
as per the officer's recommendation?
As per the officer's recommendation. And can I call for a seconder, please? Councillor Mason is our seconder. Councillor Dawson, take it away as the mover.
We've discussed most of these items as they're presented at our workshop earlier on. They can become messy if you break them down and do them individually. We've had a recommendation from the senior staff that have already gone through the process, so I put this forward as en bloc, so for expediency, and so we can actually get the money out to the people that have requested it.
Thank you, Councillor Dawson. Councillor Mason as our seconder.
Yeah, these community grants are always welcome around the community. They most clubs and community groups now are lacking funding, so that's where the council steps in, looks after their own, and they'll be most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mason. I will just add one little sub-note, and that is to say that our total allocation on an annual basis is $30,000. If I recall correctly, this would allocate $23,500 of that if this motion is successful, which basically means that the community needs to be stated that round two is for a greatly diminished value in terms of our budget planning. With that, I'll open it to the floor. Speakers for or against or questions to Councillor Barwick.
We did have a good discussion about this at the workshop. I don't support this being approved in bulk. I have some issues with some, and others I don't have. I spoke about those at this morning. So I don't support this as an in bulk motion. What it should have been was maybe the motion should have put will council accept it in bulk and gave us a chance to either say yay or nay, but no, I'm sorry, I don't support it.
Thank you, Councillor Barr. Any other speakers for or against or questions to Councillor Lowe?
Yeah, thank you. So this one is the one that gets the heart racing for me. I get a bit nervous and probably a bit tongue-tied because it's quite important for me to speak up when I think that I'm not enjoying a process. The applicants, it's my opinion and not necessarily shared by others, but I feel that this process is quite tricky to move them all in block, somewhat similar to Councillor Barwick, that I believe some should be approved and some shouldn't be. But I appreciate that process of going through 14 applications and us squabbling and people missing out still, I don't think it's a healthy process either. I certainly would be encouraging whatever the outcome, and I haven't made my mind up yet how I'm voting, but I'd encourage anyone that's not approved, if that be the case today, to reapply, because I certainly believe that the council will make sure that we review this process and make sure that those that put their applications forward have a chance of meeting the criteria. And I just think that we need to be better explaining what the criteria is. That's my opinion. I can appreciate that the officers have spoken with these and asked for extra information from some. I think some have been forthcoming and some applications are missing quite a bit. So I don't think on balance one application with the quality of information that they put in, though I might agree with the activity, no, it's not even about my agreement. Whilst I support that they believe that that activity is quality, I feel that sometimes these things fall over with their application because they haven't been forthcoming, or some of the information doesn't match with what they're saying in different contexts. That's not very clear, but what I'm not trying to name up is any individual applicants that I feel in some areas said one thing and then in a different area said something opposite. And I think that's where the challenge is, really trying to delve into these grants. So they're just my comments that I am struggling to move them on block. However, I think that there needs to be a process moving forward for reaching out to anyone not successful to see where else we better maybe able to support. I know we've did that in the past with the netball. We suggested that they go under some funding under another bracket the council holds. So I'm just wondering where maybe we're able to look at some of these applications. So I'll listen to what the rest of the council have to say and then I'll make my mind up. Thank you.
Some notable comments. Thank you very much, Councillor Lowe. Anyone else? With that, I'll hand it back to our mover, Councillor Dawson, to close.
Thanks, councillors, for their contributions, and I completely hear what Councillor Lowe's got to say on the complexities of how we deal with these community grants. We do have a pending review coming up onto the policy and how we go through the process to decide on them. I think we need to either simplify it or or do away with it, but I see the benefit that each of those grants have for each of these different organisations, and the impact that it has for the people that sort of are involved in their activities. So I'll just put the motion as it is, but there are 14 different requests. One was for East Tame Land Care Group, approved the community assistance grant application of $543. The second one was Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, not supported at this time, and they need more information is required. The third one was Georgetown Saints Netball Association, support $1,000 towards the application. The fourth one was Lions Club of Georgetown, not supported in this application. The fifth one was Orange Gecko Art Network, support $800 towards this application. Bellingham Progress Association approved the community assistance grants application of $288. Pipers River Neighbourhood House approved the Neighbourhood House, Pipers River, what did we say it was going to be?
Neighbourhood Watch,
thank you. And we probably need to amend that before it goes out. Approve the community assistance grant application of $897.39. Star of the Sea Catholic College support $1,000 towards the application. Tamar Sioux City or Society approve the community assistance grant up to $2,000. St Vincent de Paul approved the community assistance grant application of $2,000. Georgetown Art and Artisans Guild not support this application. 12 Bass and Flinders Community Bowls and Community Club approved the community assistance grant application of $2,000 to them. 13 is Tamashana Golf and Community Club approved the community assistance grant application of $1,801 to them. And 14 was Lodge Lauriston 72C TC, not support this application. So that's the motion. I hope councillors support it.
Thank you, Councillor Dawson. So you are voting on item 10.1, that council approve items 1 through 14 on block for our community assistance grants program, round 1, 2025. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. We have Councillor Keyser, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Harris and Councillor Dawson. Against we have Councillor Barwick and Councillor Lowe. The motion is carried. And we had... Motion is carried 5-2. All right, welcome back, Councillor Archer and Councillor Orr. Just informing you that the previous motion on block passed by 5-2. All right, so as mentioned previously by the General Manager in his declaration, item 10.2, the draft volunteer policy, is probably quite incomplete at this point in time. Councillor Dawson.
Motion to defer.
Councillor Dawson has moved a procedural motion, which is a motion to defer.
Seconded
by Councillor Archer. GD, seconded by WA. So being a procedural motion, this is something that we will then do, excuse me, in two steps. Here we go. We're going to do this in two steps. So firstly, we're going to vote on the procedural motion. If that carries, the motion becomes substantive, and then we'll vote on it. So firstly, I'm going to put a vote for
excuse
those.
Excuse me. Yes. That this is a motion from a councillor
yes.
saying to be deferred.
Yes.
I don't see that it's his motion.
It's still a procedural
this
motion.
This is only a recommendation
not
from
for
the staff.
Still
so
a procedural.
To me, I don't think it's a...
thank you for your input, Councillor Barwick. It's still a procedural motion, irrespective. So we're still going to...
Why?
We are going to have a vote on this motion. So procedurally to defer. All those in favour of the motion to defer. The motion is carried. Are you in favour? Good. So the motion... to vote. I'm just checking on Councillor. Are you in favour of it or not? Okay, so 7-2, the procedural motion is successful. Now we will actually vote because the motion is now substantive. All those in favour on deferring? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour of deferring, please raise your hand or say aye. We voted on the procedural motion only. All right. All those in favour of, please raise your hand. Thank you, Councillor Archer. Appreciate your
point of order, but aren't we just voting on the same thing twice?
Firstly, you vote on the procedural nature of it, and then the motion is substantive, and now we're going to
So what are we dealing with? It's been deferred.
That the procedural motion was now accepted, and then secondly, we'll then vote on actually deferring.
I don't think you're following the right track.
All right, let's just go again. So all those now in favour of deferring, please raise your hand or say aye. Thank you very much. The motion is carried 8-1. And we will defer and we will report back when the motion is complete. Item 11, strategy, performance and development. There is nil this month. Hold on, let's just make sure that the record catches up. Seven, 7-2 and then 8-1. Okay. All good. So item 11 is there's nil. Just all good.
Looking at me.
All good. I'm just looking through you. Okay, which takes us to item 12, Office of the Mayor. Item 12.1, we report back to our community the work that the mayor, deputy mayor and the councillors do on a monthly basis, so everyone gets a bit of an idea of what's done. That is presented, noting that councillor Greg Dawson and deputy mayor Greg Dawson was our acting mayor for the majority of August. Can I call for a mover and a seconder to accept the report? Councillor Ashley is our mover, seconded by Councillor Mason. Councillor Ashley, and you may ask any questions as you move, if you like.
No, it all seems fairly straightforward to me. I just wondered how, when you're in Hobart, when you went to see Michael get his award, so if you wouldn't mind giving me an answer on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, my wife fortunate enough to be invited to Government House to witness the King's Birthday Honours investiture of Michael Barringer, OAM, local paramedic. He was very chuffed. It was nice. We had cucumber sandwiches with the Governor and it was a lovely occasion. Somewhere that I never thought that I'd see myself in my lifetime, but no, it was a lovely occasion and very nice and great to see Mike Barringer awarded with an OAM.
Very worthwhile recipient.
Thank you for that, Councillor Dawson. And it's wonderful to think that we've still got people like Mike Barringer in our community working like they are.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Councillor Ashley. Councillor Mason.
A question to Councillor Orr. Attended meeting with Kerry Vincent. Is that the one we all attended to? Okay, no worries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So Councillor Barwick has asked of Councillor Orr if he could give us a recollection of that meeting.
It was quite a good meeting. I'm just real careful I would have to say what happened at the meeting. Might defer that to General Manager, he was actually there, because I don't want to sort of say something that may be inappropriate to say. But overall, it was good to meet the Minister. It's the Minister?
Yes.
MLC, yes. He was very open and front. It gave a bit of experience of where he's come from, experience in local government, how he used to be mayor, and how he ended up in the role he's got now. He's quite approachable, and be really looking forward to working with him as the Minister of local government in the future.
Well said, Councillor Orr. And so through to the General Manager then, Mr. GM, would you like to give a brief outline of that meeting?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, Councillor. I think you've covered it quite well. You know, he's expressed some views of his own around local government reform and the future of the sector. Some are public, some are not. And that includes the recent release of a discussion paper around the amount of or the number of elected members per council with complexities with regard to size and asset management and budget, etc. So, but I'd agree with all the comments that Councillor Orr has already said.
Thank you, General Manager.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, just a question to follow on. He spoke to you about dropping our council down to 7. Is that right?
In line with the discussion paper that was recently released.
Well, and did he discuss with this council, as with others, of his opinion on he would like to see amalgamations go on?
I'll hand that through to the General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As previously, my comments were he's discussed a number of matters of personal opinion that are not public, and I think that might be one that's covered in the not public opinion.
I won't
express which view he might have. It's certainly not a government-endorsed view. The government's position is that there will be no forced amalgamation, and he's but one member of that government. So,
thank you.
Thank you kindly. All right, I'll open it if there's anyone else who has questions.
Well, I might just ask in extension.
Councillor Archer.
In extension to that, did Council express any opinion to the Minister on local government reform?
We'll have to hand that then to the General Manager, through the Chair to the General Manager.
I certainly have not, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The discussions around the recent discussion paper on the recent conversations on local government reform have been circulated with Council, but this Council is yet to consider its own position. Once that position has been formalised, we'll obviously make that submission as part of the process. So.
Thank you very much.
Another question through the Chair. How do the people of Georgetown get a copy of that questionnaire that's available through the government? Are you having it on your website for them to be able to download and respond?
How about we take that one on notice? But I having not been there myself, I'm a little bit at sea on that one. Do you want to provide an answer? Can you provide an answer, General Manager?
I can say through you, Chair, that the document is publicly available through the Department of Premier and Cabinet underneath local Office of Local Government.
Let's
well,
go with that.
At least that's on the tape for people to hear now, where they can get it.
So it's publicly available on the Department of Premier and Cabinet.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else? We'll put that to Councillor Dawson.
I'll probably just make comment in relation to the previous speakers that they need to bear in mind that that announcement was only made in the morning around about 10 o'clock by the Minister's office, and he met with us at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so no one really had an opportunity to divulge or divest any information, absorb it, have a bit of an understanding of what it was other than a brief read. So it was a general discussion with the Minister when he was here.
And I'll personally say that I found the Minister to be an outstanding, firstly, Mayor, and an outstanding representative. And I wish him every success. All right, let's put that one to a vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. I think I can call that one unanimous. I can. That was unanimous. Thank you. All right, item 12.2. This is a councillor report. This is to gauge community interest in a designated tip shop at the refuge site. So Councillor Lowe's provided a report about a community poll
which has been presented to the general manager, and it provides information on activities undertaken by Councillor Lowe, which is noteworthy to council. In essence, it is a petition about whether or not the council should investigate creating a tip or a refuge shop at the Georgetown Waste Refuse site. The motion is that council acknowledges the community's interest in creating a tip or refuse shop at the Georgetown Waste Refuse site, and that they receive and they note the report. Can I call for a mover and a seconder, please? Moved by Councillor Lowe, seconded by Councillor Harris. Councillor Lowe, anything you'd like to add as a mover?
Thank you. So this one is about things lining up. Some time ago, I invested some time and energy into following up the community chatters around the need and desire for a tip shop, for a number of reasons. Obviously, the affordability of shopping at a tip, the circular economy, the benefits of keeping good quality products out of landfill. And there was my understanding at the time that the council didn't have a huge interest in pursuing this. So spoke with community and decided to do a petition so we can capture the interest. And then obviously we've learned a lot about petitions, and I certainly believe that I don't have a petition that is that was going to do what I first intended it to do, which was to show council that there is an interest in a tip shop, and if we don't take that on board, I was going to call a public meeting and rally the troops. And I've since learnt that my petition wouldn't do that, but luckily the desires and progression of the council, things have changed in their desire to look into this further. We obviously invested some money in the budget to do a review, but basically council were interested in understanding if a tip shop scenario would be something that would be worthwhile in a number of areas and factors, and we sort of landed in the sense that yes, the council do feel that that is where we want to invest some energy, and obviously have applied for the funding and obviously been successful. So now it was around making sure that the good people that put their name to wanting a tip shop are actually heard. So it's just to note that some work had been done in the background, and it didn't make sense to leave that work done in the bottom of my drawer when council are now looking at progressing down further. So it was tidying up some work that had been done previously and just reiterating to council that it is something that community want, but in no way was I wanting it to be a petition, because I know that it doesn't meet the criteria. So thank you, I guess.
I think I'm going with thank you, I guess, too. Councillor Harris, a seconder, anything you'd like to add?
Bit of a hard act to follow is young Simone, but all the commentary that she put out there for us is very pertinent for what we're going to be track we're going down with, hopefully actually establishing a tip shop and utilising what recyclables we can extract from that.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. With that, I'll open it to the floor. Speakers for or against, or questions thereto? Councillor Barwick.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to question. There's a couple of statements made in here. There was a petition with 256 community signatories. You go further down on page 74, it states that residents were prepared to put their names to the idea on the petition, and the attached signatures indicate there is clear interest. I can't find any signatures in here at all. I think that as a council, we should be seeing what the signatories, who signed it and whatever. It says it's there, but we're addressing something that we haven't got all the information on, you know. I also find that it talks about consultation occurred when obtaining signatories for the questions. That's for a question that you answered that. So I didn't want to do that. But then the next step is to determine the operation model to be implemented. Now, to me, I heard at our workshop this morning, you mentioned that this would go into an advocacy plan, which it was mentioned at the table, not by
don't
you.
Don't recall that.
And if need, I would receive and note the report, and that's as far as I'd have it go, because we actually, I don't believe, had money in the budget this year to even look at it, because we have to go and get grants for it. And that's how that issue came up. But they're my questions, and we've answered.
Thank you very much, Councillor Barwick. So the first one, I know it's always a little bit of a difficult process, regards confidentiality and all that sort of thing. So through the chair to the general manager, can you just comment on the lack of signatures on the report?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. When first penning the report, we were, I suppose, in two mindsets on whether or not we table petition or just acknowledge the petition. So I'm happy to circulate that to elected members in confidence. If I'm... with your indulgence, Mr. Mayor, just with regards to advocacy conversations, I don't recall that this morning. With regard to funding, we have received notification, which is listed in the report, that we've been successful in getting $109,000, so that's the funding there. As I've committed to earlier today, officers will come back to council seeking authority for contingency and in-kind before any deed has been executed. There's no deed before council at this point in time. It's only a notification of being successful in its application for the funding. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other councillors? Councillor Ashley.
Will we be, will we see some sort of business plan before we go ahead and do any of this, won't we?
Through the chair to the general manager.
Yeah, thank you, through chair. Thank you, Councillor Ashley. Yes, we have to present the operating models. It's likely that there'll be some sort of public process inviting usually social enterprises or charities, non-for-profit groups operate these kind of facilities, and that's certainly something I think, you know, we're leaning to explore that that model over having council officers themselves being staffing these facilities. So yes, that will become before council as well.
Thank you
very much. Councillor Dawson.
Just to speak to the information in the document, it does talk about, as the GM just referred to, $109,571 that's been successful in round two of the Tasmanian Waste and Recovery High Priority Infrastructure Grant. The grant fund is conditional of council providing 25% cash or in-kind contribution, contingency cost planning approvals and project management costs. And the grant matching will be funded by the Capital Works Budget in 25-26 grant matching account. And then it goes on to say the next step is to determine the operating model to be implemented. So whether what that really means is, are we building a shed, or is someone going to come in and operate for us, or is it going to be fully voluntary labour, or how that works. So that's yet to be seen.
Thank you, Councillor Dawson. Councillor Hall.
Thank you. Just questioning, the first part of the officer recommendation acknowledges the community interest. $256 signatures, you class as is community interest considering the amount of people running out of the municipality. I'm just trying to work out where do we sort of aspect of knowledge, community interest? Is it 5 people, 5,000 people?
No.
Any?
We can answer that one. So through the chair to the general manager.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councillor. Well, I certainly don't have a metric in mind. You know, we often, well, council and officers often will acknowledge the efforts of a single person. In this instance, you know, having discussions with Councillor Lowe, we just felt it was appropriate to thank those that went out of their way to be consulted and to agree or to put their support behind that particular particular concept, if you like, at that point in time. It's just acknowledging the effort. you know, like if I was to refer to another example, Council's 10-year strategic plan and annual plan talks about consultation, and in that it says we thank the community for their time and effort, regardless of the numbers that participated in it. In those instances, I would suggest it was well fewer than 200 people as well. But I don't have a metric for you, Councillor Orr.
Thank you. So, talk of the motion. This is an interesting one. I don't believe we've seen something like this come to us before from another councillor. I sort of amend, congratulate fellow councillor Lowe in the work she's done in this stage. Tip shops are a great idea, but got to make sure we've got the business model correct. For reducing waste, there was an article in today's paper aspect of how we throw half our stuff out just for landfill, and that's not sustainable in the long term. Got to stop thinking of rubbish is just thrown in a hole. That's something we've got to change. So I'm for looking at different options to reduce and reuse the products. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Orr. Okay, well, that being said...
Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, Councillor Archer. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Yeah, I've been trying for a bit here, but look, I would like to acknowledge Councillor Lowe on this one. We've had a few discussions with her about tip shop and reducing waste and reuse and that sort of thing, and I think it's important. I'm a bit confused about this agenda item. Like, it talks about a petition, but there's no petition presented. Mentioned some money. Mentioned some grant money and some contribution, but I can't really understand why it's on here. If there's no petition presented, what's the decision of council is to acknowledge the community's interest, which is, you know, commendable, receives and notes the report. So, you know, council's deciding to not really do much with this item.
We'll find him for that.
If, you know, if there was another part to this recommendation to take some sort of affirmative action or otherwise, or some definitive path, you know, I'd be open to supporting it, but I really don't see that there's actually anything here to decide, so, or no suggestion to, or actually deciding anything of any substance, apart from acknowledging the community interest, which, yeah, I don't think you need a motion to do that. I think, you know, you can do that by just having a discussion. So I really do not like these motions that just receive and note and then, you know, come back to haunt you in a couple of years' time when, you know, people say, well, you can't say you didn't know about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Archer. All right, I'll hand it back to our mover, Councillor Lowe, to close.
Thanks, guys. So, yeah, appreciate the comments and questions. I'd just like a chance just to comment on a couple of those questions. So the petition, which I'm calling a petition for want of a better word, because it started out as a petition, when I met with the general manager to understand what the guidelines are of a petition and how many people constitute being eligible to call a public meeting, and the numbers are low. It was a percentage of the community, which I can't quite recall off the top of my head. It might have been 5% of the those eligible to
electors.
Yeah, electors. Thank you. So the baseline for a petition was quite low. So it was either I could go above and beyond, or I could meet the minimum criteria and then continue on with some other projects and work. So it was a combination of, once I meet the minimum criteria, do I need to do any more? And that's sort of why I stopped at 256. And also that, I was learning that the people signing to their names, they weren't giving all of the details that make it, that constitute eligible to be on a petition. So some would just say Georgetown or Hillwood, and I know that they wouldn't be counted. So then the numbers would just dwindle right away. So people with good intentions were saying, yes, we want a tip shop, but they didn't write their names properly, or some didn't sign it, or didn't have a first name. There was a number of things that made it, that it would just dilute the community's desires from the people that did sign. So, yeah, I didn't go full steam ahead because, I knew that the numbers weren't required to be high, and then they weren't going to do what I wanted to do, which was say, hey, council, we're going to hold a public meeting. That was the desired outcome if the council didn't come on board with this. That's why the numbers are quite low. And then it was honestly to tidy this up. The petition sort of started quite some time ago, and then went guns a-blazing and then stopped. And then we've learned quite a bit more about petitions and from other community members. And so I've taken some of that learning on board and gone, okay, let's tidy this up. Let's put these people out there. And on the actual petition, it actually did say, because I got it offline, that the information wouldn't be circulated, because I'm pretty sure that's where I read in the policy somewhere. So I really didn't do the job that I needed to for the petition to make it a quality legal petition. So I could do nothing about it, or I could present it to council in such a way that just says there is some interest. We know there's interest. You've talked to people in the past. It's been going around for years. We used to have a tip shop. So it's not just these 256 people, but this is the starting point. But like I said, it's just to tidy it up. Council have already committed as a whole that there is an interest here, so I don't need to call a public meeting, so therefore I don't need a legal petition. So I could do nothing or submit the work that was done, and it was just so happened to line up very well with this announcement that we've got some funding. So by no means have I contributed anything other than putting the word out there, and I think I found the grant and put forward and said, hey, I reckon this makes sense. That's it. The rest of the council have done it, the workers have done it. I'm just lucky enough to put my name to it today, but it's just asking people that we progress with a tip shop. The community want it, we can go back out if people need it, but I don't feel we do. I don't feel the council need that. We're already looking at it. So that's why I decided to put it forward.
Thank you, Councillor. So, councillors, you are voting on item 12.2, which is the councillor report to gauge community interest in a designated tip shop at the refuse site. The motion reads that council acknowledge the community's interest in creating a tip or refuse shop at the Georgetown Waste Refuse site and receive and note this report. To that end, I'm going to put that to a vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. We have Councillor Keyser, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Harris, Councillor Lowe, Councillor Orr, and Councillor Dawson. Against, we have Councillor Barwick and Councillor Archer. Councillor Archer has noted that he will abstain, which is a count in the negative. So the motion is carried by 7-2.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like you to report that the reason I'm voting against it is because of the non-compliance of what was in the document, and A, there's no, my concerns about where we're going to get the rest of the money to do this.
Thank you, Councillor Barwick. The motion is carried by 7-2. That leads us to item 13, which is petitions, and this month there are nil. Item 14, notices of motions. There are
Item 15, councillors' questions with or without notice. There are nil. Item 16, which is moving us into closed meeting. So we have our mover, which is Councillor Dawson, seconded by Councillor Orr. I'll note that the time is 2:05 p.m. I will thank our gallery for attending. As we move into close, we will ask you to leave the chambers. Thank you so much for your interest. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you, Don. Thank you. And we will now put item 16.1 to the vote. All those in favour of moving into closed, please raise your hand or say aye. We are unanimous. So we will rejoin the audio listeners once we have conducted our business in closed. So thank you.